Welcome to this Apple TV fourth generation demonstration. And in this demonstration, I just want to cover three new things that came out in about the middle of March to do with the new version of tvOS with version 9.2. And in particular, they were the dictation function, Bluetooth keyboard support, and the ability to be able to create folders on your Apple TV home screen now. So first of all, let's go and have a look at voice dictation. I'll just show you where, first of all, you can go and turn it on, and then we'll do a quick voice dictation in one of the Notes app on the Apple TV, which now became a lot more accessible and usable now that we can actually do voice dictation rather than using the on-screen keyboard. And of course, I'll get onto the Bluetooth keyboard in a minute or two. So first of all, let me just find where I am on my Apple TV screen by pressing the home button on the Siri remote.
Movies, row one, column one.
Okay, I'm at movies. So if I flick down on my particular home screen layout.
Search, row two, column one.
And flick over to the right.
Settings, row two, column two.
And click the touch pad on the Siri remote.
Settings, 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 general, button. 1 of 9.
Click on General.
General. About. Button. 1 of 6.
And flick down to Dictation.
Screensaver. Aerial. Button. 2 of 6. Sleep after. 30 minutes. Accessibility. Button. Restrictions. On. Privacy. Button. Siri. Siri. On. 1. Language. English. Australia. About Siri and privacy. Dictation. Dictation. On. 1 of 2.
And of course, with Dictation, mine's currently on. If I click it.
Off.
I'll turn it
Siri
off.
And Dictation. The information Siri uses to respond to your requests is also used for dictation and will remain on Apple servers unless Siri is also turned off. Okay, button.
Okay, and then click on that.
General, dictation, dictation, off, 1 of 2.
So if I click it back on again.
On.
I've just turned on voice dictation. So the trick is with voice dictation is that you have to be in an edit field to be able to actually invoke voice dictation when you use the Siri button, which is the button in the middle of the group of three on the column on the left-hand side of the remote. So let me just press the home button to go back to my main home screen.
General, settings, row 2, column 2.
Okay, let me flick over to the left.
Search, row 2, column 1.
Now I've already got folders set up on my Apple TV already, so I'm going to flick down to Utilities.
Games folder, 84 items, row 3, column 1. Utilities folder, 8 items, row 4,
and
column 1.
There's Utilities, click on Utilities.
Utilities, clock, TV, row 1, column 1.
And if I flick down.
Plex, recently updated, Ecronotes. Row 3, column 1.
There's Ecronotes.
Plus, plus, new note.
Okay, so that's the plus symbol to create a new note. So I'm going to click on new note.
Enter text, text field.
Okay, now it says enter text, text field. And if I click on it.
Text field, keyboard, A.
I know I'm in edit mode now because it's also brought up the on-screen keyboard, which is fantastic. But to use the voice dictation, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold down the Siri button. You hear the normal beep that you normally get on iOS and OS 10 when you invoke voice dictation. And then when I release the button, you'll get another single beep again to let you know that voice dictation has been completed. So I'm going to hold in the Siri button now. You hear just one beep. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their party, full stop, new line. Today I saw a little worm a wriggling on his belly, comma. I wish I'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly, full stop, new line. And I just said that completely wrong, let me try again, full stop, new line. Today I saw a little worm a wriggling on his belly, comma. I wonder if he'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly, full stop, new line. And I've just released the button.
Inserted now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of the party. Today I saw a little worm recording on his belly. I wish I would like to come inside and see what's on the telly. And I just said that completely wrong. Let me try again. Today I saw a little worm. I want to feed like to come inside and see what's on the telly. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of the party.
Okay, and I just reread the top line. So that's voice dictation for you. It actually works pretty well. Okay, so if I flick down.
To uppercase letters. Done. Button.
And click on done.
Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of the party. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of the party. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of the party. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of the party. Text field.
So I flick down.
Selected. Yellow.
I can give it a color. Yellow. Flick to the right.
Green.
Green.
Blue.
Blue.
Red. Selected.
Red.
Button.
4 of 4. I'm going to leave it on red for the moment. So I flick down.
Done. Button.
Click on done.
Plus. New note.
And this time if I flick back to the left.
Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of the party. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of the party. The 31st of March 2016.
Okay, there's the title of the note that I just created. So I'm going to delete that one for the moment. So I'm just going to click on it.
Edit button.
And flick down.
Delete button.
And delete it. And you hear the edit button there too. I can actually add more text to it if I want to. So I'm going to press delete.
Delete note. This note will be permanently removed.
And
delete.
Flick down.
Button. Cancel. Button. Delete button.
Click on delete.
Now is the type plus. New note.
And all I've got now is just the plus add new note object now. So I'm going to press the home button to come out.
Home, utilities, Ecronotes, row 3, column 1.
And I should say with voice dictation now, you can also input in email addresses and passwords quite easily now. It works really, really nicely. And press the home button again to come out.
Closing utilities folder, utilities, clock, TV, row 1, column 1, utilities folder. Items, row 4, column 1.
That's a little bit on voice dictation for you. Now let's have a look at folders. So at the moment, if I now double click to go back into the utilities folder.
Utilities, clock, TV, row 1, column 1.
This is the items that I've already moved into the utilities folder. At the moment, it appears to be a 3-column grid. So if I flick to the right.
Airfeed, row 1, column 2.
Airfeed.
Assistant. Recently updated, Assistant. Row 1, column 3.
So it's row 1, column 3. And if I flick to the right anymore, I can't go any further, so I flick down.
Ticker, row 2, column 3.
Okay, ticker, row 2, column 3.
TV storage, recently updated, row 2, column 2.
Okay, column 2.
Plex, recently updated, row 2, column 1.
And column 1. So basically, you've got a 3-column grid. And of course, how many rows? When I originally put all my boys' games into one folder, we actually ended up with 97 games in there. So quite a few rows that my boys had to then go through and try and find their games. But we've started to actually break them down into smaller game categories now. And if I flick back up in this folder.
Clock, TV, row 1, column 1, keyboard, cap A, alpha.
This is where I can actually type in a new name for the folder if I want to. If I flick over to the delete button.
Cap delete.
And press delete.
S E I T I L I T cap U.
Okay, I just got rid of utilities. Let me change it to another folder name. So it's going to use Siri to voice dictate this now that the keyboard's on the screen. Hold down the Siri button. Miscellaneous.
Inserted miscellaneous.
So if I just press the menu button
on the remote. Row 1, column 2.
And flick and then go back again.
Closing miscellaneous folder. Miscellaneous folder. 8 items. Row 4, column 1.
Okay, that's how easy it was to actually change to another folder. So that's basically how to rename an existing folder. Now, by default, when you get, of course, your 9.2 version, you won't have any folders at all. So I'm sort of working backwards from renaming folders, moving items into folders, and then I'll show you how to create a new folder. So because I've got all of these set up already, I'm moving backwards from the order that you would probably do it in, as in creating, moving, and then renaming. Okay, so I want to move an item into the games folder now because my boys have been downloading more games. So if I flick to the right.
Weather folder. 3 items, row 4, column 2. Pac-Man 256, row 4, column 3.
Okay, so I want to move Pac-Man to the games folder. So I'm going to actually press and hold on the touchpad of the Siri remote.
Started moving. Pac-Man 256. Press play for options.
Okay, and it says press play for options. So I'm pressing play on the Siri remote. And of course, the play pause button is the bottom key on the left-hand side of the column group of 3 buttons. So I press that now.
Press play, delete, button.
So I've got delete. If I flick down.
New folder, button.
We've now got an option here that says new folder. So I can create a new folder straight away if I want to. So I flick down again.
Move to tech news, button.
I can move it to tech news that I've already created. And the nice thing about this system is once you've created folders, they just come up in this list and you can select the one that you want to move the item to. So flicking down.
Move to entertainment, button.
Move to entertainment.
Move to games,
move
button.
To games.
Move to flight and sim games, button.
Move to flight and sim games.
Move to racing games,
move
button.
To racing games.
Move to news, button.
Move to news.
Move to relax, button.
Relax.
Move to miscellaneous,
miscellaneous.
Button. Move to weather, button.
Move to weather.
Move to car chase games, button.
Move to car chase games.
Cancel, button.
or cancel. So cancel's right down the bottom. So if I flip back up.
Move to car chase, move to weather, move to miscellaneous, move to relax, move to news, move to racing games, move to flight and sim games, move to games, button.
I'm just going to stick it back in the games folder for the moment. So I'm going to click on that.
Finish moving.
Okay, and it's moved it. So if I flick back to the left now.
Weather folder, three items, row 4, column 2.
Okay, I'm still on my main home screen. Now I flip back to the right.
Pop the circle, row 4, column 3.
There's another game that I can move, so press and hold on the Siri Touch trackpad.
Started moving. Pop the circle. Press play for options.
Press play, pause.
Press delete button.
And flick down to games.
New folder button. Move to tech news. Move to entertainment. Move to games button.
Click on games.
Finish moving.
And just let me flip back to the left.
Weather folder.
There's weather still. Flip 4, back to the right. 2,
Pacman CEDX. Row 4, column 3.
Okay, and let's move this one as well. So click and hold.
Started moving. Pacman CEDX.
Play.
Press play for up. Press delete button.
Flick down.
New folder. Move to tech new. Move to entertainment. Move to games button.
Click on games.
Finish moving.
And flip back to the left. Back to the right.
Car chase games folder. 4 items. Row 4, column 3.
And I think that's it.
Message knit. Row 4, column 4.
Oh, my boys have been busy. I've got no idea what that game is, but I'm assuming it's a game again. So I'm just going to put it in the normal games folder. So click and hold.
Started moving.
And this will be message the last hit. One. Play.
Press delete.
And button. Click down to games.
New folder. But move to tech news. Move to entertainment. Move to games. Button.
And click on games.
Finish moving.
And now I want to create a new folder called productivity. Then I want to put that Equinotes note app in now. So I'm going to flick back over to miscellaneous.
Weather folder. Miscellaneous folder.
And items, click on 4, miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous. Clock. TV. Row 1, column 1.
Flick down to Equinotes.
Plex. Equinotes. Row 3, column 1.
And I'm going to click and hold because I want to move
Started
it.
Started moving. Equinotes.
And press play.
Press delete button.
And flick down.
Move to tech news.
Here's our normal ones. I can move to tech news.
Move to entertainment.
Move to entertainment.
Move to games.
Move
to flight dancing. Move to racing game. Move to news.
Keep going down.
Move to relax. Move to weather. Move to car chase games. Move to home screen button.
And just above the cancel button is, because it's already in a folder, I can now move this item back to the home screen. And if I flick down one more.
Cancel
button. There's the cancel button. So I'm going to flip back up.
Move to home screen button.
Click on home screen.
Equinotes. Finish moving.
Still on Equinotes, but just to make sure where I am, I'm going to flick to the right.
Miscellaneous folder.
There's
seven
the miscellaneous
items,
folder.
Row 4, column 2.
Flick back to the left.
Equinotes. Row 4, column 1.
And there's Equinotes. All right. So I'm now going to create a new folder with Equinotes. So this is how you create a new folder if you're first starting off. So click and hold.
Started moving. Equinotes. Press play for options.
Press play.
Press delete button.
And we don't want to delete it. I'll flick down.
New folder button.
I want to create a new folder.
Finish moving. Utilities. Equinotes. Row 1, column 1.
Okay, now it's automatically created a folder based on the categorization of the icon, and it called it utilities. If I flick to the right.
Delete.
And press delete.
E-U-I-T-I-L-I-T-C-A-T-U.
Okay, and I said I want to call it productivity. So I'm going to hold down the Siri button. Productivity.
Inserted productivity.
There we go. So if I just press the menu key.
Equinotes, row 1, column 1.
Okay, Equinotes, row 1, column 1, because we are now actually in the named productivity folder now. If I press menu key again.
Closing productivity, productivity. Equinotes, row 1, column 1. Productivity folder, 1 item, row 4, column 1.
Okay, productivity, 1 item, because I've got one on it. So if I flick to the right.
Miscellaneous folder.
There's miscellaneous. Flip back to the left.
Productivity folder. 1 item, row 4, column 1.
There's the productivity folder now. So, for example, if I flick to the right.
Miscellaneous folder, 7 items, row
and
4, column 2.
And click on miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous, clock, TV, row 1, column 1.
And if I flick down to.
Plex, recently updated, Plex. Row 2, column 1.
And let's say I wanted to move Plex. If I click and hold on the touchpad.
Started moving, Plex, recently updated.
Press play.
Press play for up. Press delete. Button.
What I'm going to get now is a new folder in this list now called productivity. So I flick down.
Move to tech news. Button. Move to entertainment. Move to games. Move to flight and sim. Move to racing games. Move to news. Move to relax. Move to productivity. Button.
Okay. There's the productivity folder there. So as I said earlier on, every time you create a new folder, it'll come up in this list of folders that you can then move to. So let me just press the menu key to come out.
Miscellaneous. Plex. Recently updated.
And menu
press play for options. Finish moving.
And it said finish moving. Let me flick to the right.
TV storage. Recent Plex. Recently updated. Okay,
so we're still in the miscellaneous folder. So menu key again.
Closing miscellaneous. Miscellaneous. Clock. TV. Row 1. Column 1. Miscellaneous folder. Seven okay, items. So row 4. Column 2.
That is a little bit of a, as I said, backwards description. If you're first starting off of renaming folders, moving items between folders, and creating new folders. So finally, what I wanted to show you is the new Bluetooth keyboard support with 9.2 in tvOS. Now, I've already currently paired my Bluetooth keyboard with the Apple TV, but let me just show you where you can actually do it. So I'm just going to ask Siri to open settings. Open settings.
What settings? General. Button. 1 of 9.
Let me flick down to remotes and devices.
Accounts. Audio and video. AirPlay. Button. Remotes and devices. Button. 5 of 9.
Okay, click on that.
Remotes and devices. Remote. Touch surface tracking. Fast. 1 of 2.
Flick down.
Remote. 85% battery level. Other devices. Bluetooth. Button. 1 of 3.
And that's the one we want. Bluetooth. Click on Bluetooth.
Bluetooth. My devices. Beats Wireless. Not connected. Button. 1 of 6.
And if I flick down.
Beats Pill. Not connected. David Woodbridge's keyboard. Connected. Button. 3 of 6.
Okay, David Woodbridge's keyboard.
3 of 6.
And of course, if it wasn't already connected and I had it in pairing mode, this is where it would come up in this list and I could click on the device, type in the PIN number on the keyboard and press enter, and then it would pair the keyboard to the Apple TV 4th generation. Which means I can now officially put down my Siri remote and grab my keyboard. And of course, to come out of the submenu, I can press the menu key, and which on the Bluetooth keyboard is the escape key.
Remotes and devices, other devices, Bluetooth, button, 1 of 3.
And I'm just going to keep pressing escape.
Settings, remotes and devices, button, 5 of 9. Setting, miscellaneous folder, 7 items, row 4, column 2.
Okay, and of course, as with the previous Apple TV, I can press up arrow.
Flight and sim games folder, 5 items, row 3, column 2.
Press right arrow.
Racing games folder, 9 items, row 3, column 3.
Left arrow.
Flight and sim games folder, 5 items, row 3, column 2.
And down arrow.
Miscellaneous folder, 7 items, row 4, column 2.
And of course, because I'm also using a voiceover screen reader with my Bluetooth keyboard on the Apple TV, I can do control option or VO and left or right arrow.
Productivity folder. 1 item, row 4, column 1.
And to the right.
Miscellaneous folder, 7 items, row 4, column 2.
So I can do VO left arrow.
Productivity folder, 1 item, row 4, column 1.
VO right arrow.
Miscellaneous folder, 7 items, row 4, column 2.
VO up arrow.
Flight and sim games folder, 5 items, row 3, column 2.
And VO down arrow.
Miscellaneous folder, 7 items, row 4, column 2.
And then of course, to activate something, I can press enter.
Miscellaneous, clock, TV, row 1, column 1.
Or press escape.
Closing miscellaneous, miscellaneous. Clock, TV, row 1, column 1.
Control option spacebar or VO spacebar.
Miscellaneous. Clock, TV, row 1, column 1.
Okay, press escape again.
Closing miscellaneous folder. Miscellaneous folder. 7 items, row 4, column 2.
And I also have quick nav capability on the Apple TV as well with voiceover. So if I press left and right arrow keys.
Quick nav off.
I've turned off quick nav. If I turn on again.
Quick nav on.
I've turned on quick nav. So now I can just press right arrow by itself.
Weather folder, 3 items, row 4, column 3.
Up arrow.
Racing games folder, 9 items, row 3, column 3.
Left arrow.
Flight and sim games folder, 5 items, row 3, column 2.
Down arrow.
Miscellaneous folder, 7 items, row 4, column 2.
And of course, up and down together to select something.
Miscellaneous. Clock, TV, row 1, column 1.
Okay, and press escape again.
Closing miscellaneous folder. Miscellaneous folder, 7 items, and of course, row 4, column 2.
I can also access the robots. If I press up and right.
Explore. Characters, words, mute alerts, speech rate, read screen after direct touch, navigate, explore.
Okay, back to explore and then up and left.
Navigate.
And anti-clockwise.
Read screen after direct speech rate, mute alerts, words, characters, explore.
Okay, so for example, if I then navigate to, let me press left arrow.
Productivity folder, 1 item, row 4, column 1.
Productivity, now I wanted to spell it, let me just do up and right.
Explore. Characters.
Okay, so I'm on character. So now my up and down will navigate by character. So if I press down arrow.
P, R, O, D, U, C, T, I, V, I, T, Y.
Okay, and up arrow, we'll go backwards.
Y.
We'll go back to the left.
T, I, V, I, T, C, U, D, O, R, P.
Which is actually very, very neat. And then of course, the other thing we've also got with VoiceOver on the Apple TV with the Bluetooth keyboard now is Control Option K or VOK for keyboard help.
Starting help. To stop help, press menu on the remote or press escape on the keyboard.
Okay, so it tells you how to actually escape out of the keyboard help. And like I said, you can just press escape to escape. So if I press A.
A, S, D, F.
Okay.
J, K, L, semicolon.
You can explore the keyboard to get used to the keyboard if you're not used to it. And of course, while you're in help, you can also explore some voiceover commands. And the two main ones at the moment are VO or Control Option A.
Control A, read all.
Which is read all. And VOB or Control Option B.
Option B, read from top.
Is read from top. And of course, while you're in help, if I just grab back the remote for the moment, the serial remote, and if I flick on the trackpad.
Flick right, move focus to the right. Flick left, move focus to the left.
I'm also in voiceover help, of course, with the trackpad on the Siri Touch remote. And also just another little final tip about speech. If you're either using the trackpad on the Siri Touch remote, if you do a two-finger touch on the trackpad, it silences the speech. And the same with the Bluetooth keyboard. If you press the control key, as you do with most screen readers these days, you'll also silence the speech as well. I'm gonna press escape.
Stopping help.
The other thing I wanted to show you with the keyboard is that you can press the home button on the keyboard. So if I want to get into the app switcher, if I press VOH twice or Control Option H twice.
Settings, button, actions available.
Okay, I've gone into the app switcher. I press left arrow.
App store, button.
And I want to go into the app store. Just press enter.
Top free app store, top free apps. One, ABC iView. 1 of 200, button.
Okay, and of course I can now just press the normal home function rather than twice, so I can do VOH or Control Option H once.
Top three apps, 1, ABC, productivity folder, 1 item, row 4, column 1.
Okay, and I've come back to my home screen, which is very, very nice. Because I've got my actions menu also activated on the Apple TV, so I can turn voiceover on and off, audio descriptions on and off. If I press the escape key 3 times on the keyboard, 1, 2, 3.
Selected, voiceover, selected, voiceover, button.
And so that's voiceover currently selected, pressing down arrow.
Zoom, button.
Zoom.
Audio descriptions,
audio button. Description, which is my voice have currently turned it off. And of course, to escape for the moment, just going to press the escape key.
Movies, row 1, column 1.
And if we like to start playing some music, let me just press the right arrow.
TV shows, app store, row, photos, row 1, music, row 1, column and 5.
Enter on music.
For you, tab, 1 of 6.
Right arrow.
New, tap, radio, tab.
Enter on radio. Listen now,
button.
Pressing down.
Recently played, beats 1. 3 of 66, button. Featured stations, recently played. Beats 1, 3 of 66,
and
button.
Left arrow.
Soft pop, 2 of 6, chill, 1 of 66,
because I button. Always like the chill out channel. Hit enter.
The Way You Talk, playing.
Okay, and of course using the keyboard.
Paused.
Space bar, space again.
Playing.
To restart. And if I press right arrow.
Human, Aquilo, human, EP.
On to the next track. Right arrow again.
Mirrors, Emma Louise, versus, head versus, heart.
And space.
Paused.
Let me just go back to the home screen, VOH Control Option H.
Mirrors, music, row 1, column 5.
Now the other shortcut key they've also got on the keyboard, I know I've done it a different way, but if I press F3 by itself.
Music, button. Actions available.
Also takes me into the app switcher as well, so I don't have to do VOH or Control Option H twice. I can just press F3 for the app switcher. So if I do right arrow.
Home, button, 61 of 61.
Back to the left.
Music, button, 60 of 61. App store, button, 59 of 61.
And I can just press enter now. Actions. To go back into the app store.
Top three apps, 1, ABC iView, 1 of 200, button.
Now while we're in the app store, let me just type in a search for the app store and we'll buy something using the keyboards and escape.
Top charts, tab. 2 of 5.
Pressing right arrow.
Categories. Purchased. Search. Tab.
And
5 of 5.
Enter on search.
Keyboard. Cap A.
And now I said to my son I'd try and find a dragon game for him. So let me just type in the word dragon.
Cap D. Cap R.
Whoops.
D-R.
The caps lock on at the moment. Let me just turn it off.
Caps lock off.
Press the caps lock key to turn it off. Pressing backspace. And that got on. Okay, now I type D. In dragon.
D-R-A-G-O-N. Dragon.
Okay, pressing down arrow.
Selected. Uppercase letters. Dragon Mania Legends, 1 of 18, button.
Dragon Mania Legends, right arrow.
Dragon Fantasy, $12.99. Dragon counts to 10 with activities, $2.99. 3 of 18. Button.
I think my boy's a bit beyond that one now, but probably perfectly fine for my 5-year-old granddaughter. So I'm going to hit enter on it.
Dragon counts to 10 with activities. Dragon counts to 10 with activities. $2.99. Bye. Button.
Okay, $2.99. If I press up arrow.
Dragon counts to 10. A story for beginning readers. Dragon is busy counting. Mom is cleaning house. She sends Dragon outside to count. Preschoolers will love this delightful story about Dragon's adventures as he finds a set to match all of the numbers from 1 to 10. Each page is animated and the text of the story includes plenty of repetition and simple words to ensure success for beginning readers. In addition to teaching the number words from 1 to 10, the names of animals and a variety of prepositions are introduced. Colorful graphics and animation. Dragon is a cute, curious character that youngest readers will find appealing.
That's enough for the description. Pressing down arrow.
$2.99. Bye.
Okay, and let's buy it. Just press it up.
Buy Dragon counts to 10 with activities for $2.99. Apple ID, david.woodbridge@visionaustralia.org. Buy. Button.
Okay, and I'm going to buy it. Enter again.
Dragon counts to 10 with activities. $2.99. Buy. Processing. Sign into iTunes Store. Enter the password for your Apple ID, david.woodbridge@visionaustralia.org. Enter the password. Keyboard.
Okay, yeah. Now here's the current Alpha. Bug with this first release of Bluetooth keyboard support with VoiceOver 9.2. If I start typing in a password, I'm just going to type in the word test as a dummy one.
T1E2S3T4 characters.
Okay, not only do you get the clicks of VoiceOver, but you also get the characters being spoken that you're typing in, so people can actually hear your password. So unlike iOS and an iOS 10 with VoiceOver, it should actually be just clicks, not have your keyboard echo voiced back to you. So I'm going to press delete.
3-1 character.
And I'm just going to pause recording and put in my password.
11 characters.
Okay, so I just popped in my password. I'm going to press enter.
Dragon counts to 10 with activities. $2.99. Bye. Processing. Button.
While that's downloading, I'm just going to do VRH or Control Option H. Back to the home screen.
Home. Music. Row 1, column 5. Music, row 1, column 5. Entertainment folder, music, row 1, column 5. Photos, row 1, music.
Okay, I'm going to press down arrow.
Entertainment folder, relax folder, dragon counts to 10 with activities. Loading, row 4, column 5.
Okay, it's currently loading. Now, while it's loading, I can move it. So I'm actually going to create a new folder for my granddaughter, Ivy. So I'm just going to grab my serial remote and click and hold.
Started moving. Dragon counts to 10 with activities.
And
loading.
Press
play for options. Play. Installing.
And
press play for options.
Come down.
Delete new folder. Button.
Click on new folder.
Finish moving. Education. Dragon 2. Recently updated. Row 1. Column 1.
And it's called education. I'm going to be a little bit nicer than that. I'm going to flick up.
Keyboard. Cafe.
To get the keyboard Alpha. On the screen, and because I'm using my Bluetooth keyboard, press delete. Okay,
education.
Press delete on the keyboard to get rid of education.
F-U-D. Cappy.
And type in Ivy.
K-I-V-Y.
Okay, Ivy. And now I can just press escape.
Dragon 2, recently updated, row 1, column 1.
Press escape again.
Closing Ivy folder, Ivy. Dragon 2, recently updated, row 1, column 1.
Okay,
Ivy folder,
and there's
one item,
a folder four, for Ivy,
five.
So I press up arrow.
Relax folder, 4 items,
pressing down arrow.
Ivy folder. One item, row 4, column
There's
5.
Ivy folder, hitting enter.
Ivy, Dragon 2, recently updated, row 1, column
and
1.
And if I wanted to start Dragon app running, I could press enter, VO spacebar, control spacebar, or up and down, because I'm using quick nav to select it and run it.
Dragon 2.
And of course, being a nice inaccessible app, it's not going to speak to me. So I'm just going to come back out by doing VO H or control option H.
Ivy, Dragon 2, row 1, column 1.
And VO H or control option H again.
Closing Ivy folder, Ivy. Dragon 2, row 1, column 1, Ivy folder, one item, row 4, column 5.
And I'm back to the folder. Now, the other thing I've noticed on this keyboard is if I press F4.
Movies, row 1, column 1.
Takes me to the top of the screen, to my first row, of course, which starts with movies. So that completes this bit of a rambling demonstration of the ability to be able to now voice dictate on the Apple TV. The ability to be able to rename, move and create folders on the Apple TV, which I said I did in reverse order than what you would normally be doing, as I've already had my stuff set up already. And finally, the fantastic new Bluetooth keyboard support, which we did have on Apple TV 3rd generation, didn't have it when they first released the 4th generation Apple TV, but now we have it back again. So all's well and good in the Apple TV world, particularly with voice dictation and Bluetooth keyboard support now again available on the Apple TV 4th generation 9.2 update. So as I said before, that completes the demo. And as always, Thanks for listening, and bye for now.